Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series General Information Subject of this audio Terms of Use and Permissions of Copies Chapter 1 Considerations About Copies and Distribution of the Materials The Systemic Teaching About Christian Life is a means, a tool, through which it is aimed to provide study materials on concepts and practices of the Christian life to all who wish to make use of them to read, learn, and to reach personal edification in God. These materials are made available to be shared with those who hunger and thirst to know more about God the Creator of heaven and earth, the Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Christian Bible, and the Christian life. Or even to be shared with those who just want to start to be more informed about these aspects. In general, whether printed or in digital media, the materials in reference are allowed to be freely copied for personal use, unless different directions at some specific subject are mentioned. The free availability of these materials has been just the adoption of a similar practical example of how the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, distributes life of the source of living water to those who thirst for it. Revelation 21, 5-6. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. If a person, to whom such materials have been beneficial, wants to share them with other people, one can do so, preferably indicating the website of this systemic teaching about Christian life, where the subjects can be obtained freely. www.zoominchristianlife.org. Nevertheless, if a person wants to share some of these materials with anyone who has restrictions or difficulties with direct access to the website in reference, one may share a copy directly to him or to her, printed or digitally, respecting the complete reproduction of the material, including the quotes about the criteria of use and copies. We emphasize, however, that the materials are not allowed to be copied and distributed, under any circumstances, when any commercial activity is involved. The studies are not authorized to be sold, exchanged for offers of money, goods, or services, included in sites to attract the public to the clicks on links with the purpose of advertisements and trade, and similar situations. The materials are also not allowed to be included in events, courses, or retreats with paid subscriptions or for any personal promotion of speakers, instructors, institutions, or similar. The permission for free use of the materials on the systemic teaching about Christian life aims to make the materials widely available to people in general and for everyone who wants to access them for reading, learning and growing in what is beneficial or who also wants to share them freely to those who have restrictions or difficulties with direct access to them. One of the intentions of God always was that all people could have free access to the truths recorded in the Christian Bible. 1 Timothy 2, 3-4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The purpose of God, mentioned above, is discussed in more details in the available subjects, however, considering that the Christian Bible often compares the Word of God to foods such as bread, water, milk, wine, and others, we would like to emphasize one more time, in these initial annotations, the desire of God to make the truth accessible to all people by His precious grace. Considering that God offers salvation by grace, the more will He not offer, also by His grace, the proper instructions for living the life to which He saves people who receive Him in their hearts? Isaiah 55, 1-3. Ho! Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear, and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Some people appreciate mentioning the phrase, if some advice is good, nobody gives it for free to others. However, God says something very different in His Scripture. James 1:5-6. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. To the extent that God permits us to produce materials to cooperate with the spread of Christ's name, His Word, and the Christian life, our goal is that this may always be done in a way where they can be shared freely to cooperate with the edification of those who want to make good and proper use of them. Chapter 2. Authorship and copyright of the materials. Considering that almost every writing about the Christian Bible derive from the contents of the Bible itself, it becomes more complex to use the term authorship, as used for instance in Portuguese, to determine the actual authorship of any material named as Christian subjects. In the case of new writings about the Christian Bible and Christian life, they will be in general, in some way, the result of the study of the previous writings grouped for thousands of years and of the past facts lived and recorded by thousands of witnesses. Hebrews 12:1-2. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Therefore, the term copyright, that is, the right of copies, seems to be more suitable than authorship for the use of the materials presented in this systematic teaching about Christian life. The concept usually applied to copyright in our days is that a person, who writes or produces a material, has, according to the laws of each country, the rights to reproduce and distribute this material. Consequently, since the materials presented throughout the systematic teaching about Christian life are a fruit of the own historical records of the Bible and another myriad of witnesses who preached, wrote, sang verses, shared by conversations what they received, lived, and were targets of records of their biographies, produced studies, built dictionaries, and in many other ways have transferred to us what they have experienced. We believe it is complex claim authorship of the associated materials to this systematic teaching. The authorship of these contents comes down more to the grouping and writing in the form that they are presented. And even if the way of saying some specific expressions may be new, surely the vast majority are rearranged ways to express what was already registered and propagated in some way on the earth in its centuries of existence. Thus, what we expect to be respected in relation to the material in reference, is the right of use and copy as described above, but about the authorship, we would like to mention that it should be due to all of those who, in some way, have cooperated to the fact that our generation can reach such great helping materials, which have been passed from generation to generation for a growing understanding of the words of the Bible. Moreover, as it is stated in the Bible itself, we recognize again, what also so many people have done over the centuries, That is, that, ultimately, the whole authorship of life and beneficial instructions on it is owned by the eternal God, the Father of lights, who by his Holy Spirit inspired men and women to register righteous and true words which they received from God to write them down. Finally, we express here our gratitude to God for all that has already been made available to us, as well as we mention our firm hope that God himself will reward all those who have been willing to be fellow workers of the eternal Lord to register so many rich aspects in so many different forms. Also, in a special way, gratitude is expressed here to all those who have done it just verbally and without ever being quoted in the most well-known historical records among mankind, whether by the oblivion of historians or by the lack of knowledge of the world of how important they were through their simple lives, but filled with faith and fear of the one eternal God. Romans 16:25-27. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began but now has been made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures has been made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith, to God, alone wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Final greetings. Psalms 146:10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14:7. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.